waiting for the world to catch up and see you for your worth. It's more than just a neutral tarp to complement the gleam of some glossy martyr's meat. As a contrast high, a graphic feast, you're compact in the gutter, mingling with the slurry.
Take your pay and stay out the way. Be something. Do your best, but fuck the rest. Be something. Well, lately, it's been mighty hard to see. Just searching for my lost humanity. I look for you, my friend, but do you look for me? About some time.
waited. Dead Puerto Ricans who never knew they were Puerto Ricans, who never took a coffee break from the Ten Commandments to kill, kill, kill the landlord of their cracked skulls and communicate with their Latin souls. Juan, Miguel, Milagro, Olga, Manuel, from the nervous breakdown street where the mice live like billionaires and the people do not live at all.
Like Patti Smith, another visionary songwriter. Hooray for the riffraff right there. Alinda Segarra, lead vocalist and leader of New Orleans folk rock band. Hooray for the riffraff. The lyrics cut right through to the heart. To all who had to hide, to all who lost their pride, to all who had to survive, I say palante. Palante, Spanish for moving forward, going onward. And it just makes me think of so many communities right now that are hiding or trying to survive. Palante, Palante from Hooray for the Riffraff. Before that, it is new music from Nico Case, the new album Neon Gray Midnight Green, released just last month. We heard the opening track, Destination, an album that Nico Case wrote, produced, and recorded all on her own at her home studio. And there is a real live spirit to the album in terms of the instrumentation, the vocals. It's just a gorgeous new album. All right, here we go. One last set. I recognize that this episode of Girly So Groovy is either, depending where you are listening, is either landing right before or after Halloween. And this last set is built around an inspiration of Halloween. It is witchy in all the right ways. In fact, the first song is called The Wizard. We start the set off with British singer-songwriter Natasha Khan, better known as her moniker, Bat for Lashes, right now here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
Trouble. street and who taps me on the shoulder. I turn around, but you're gone. I've got a hunch that you're following to get you from back on me. All I want to do is forget you first.
A set that is perfect for Halloween vibes right there with those three tracks. That is music from Kate Bush. Going back to her 1978 sophomore album Lionheart, we heard the song Hammer Horror. In the middle, it is Oakland, California ensemble Fawn Fables. We featured them a few times here on the show. You know, to call the band folk rock is absolutely an understatement. The band's folk rock is almost medieval in sound, singing about forest animals and ancient magic, combining folk, indie rock, cabaret, and avant-garde influences. If you love Dead Can Dance, Anoni, The Mamas and the Papas, Kate Bush, you're going to love Fawn Fables. The new album's called Counterclockwise, released in the spring. We heard the song The Wedding, and kicking that witchy set off, it's Bat for Lashes with her song The Wizard from her debut album Fur and Gold. Well, friends, I have to talk fast. We need to wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy. Don't forget, if you ever miss a show or want to listen again, you can listen online. Find us at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. I cannot say thank you enough. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, the show is nothing without you. We're going to wrap up this 2-hour mixtape right now with Victoria, British Columbia, indie singer-songwriter Sarah Osborne from her EP, Voice Notes, a vulnerable, fragile sounding EP that is gorgeous and haunting in all its ways. I'm going to leave you with Sarah Osborne and her song, Pain Town, here on Girly So Groovy.
If my pain were a town, it'd be shades of red, buildings crumbling down, flowers half dead. I never stay too long. A quick jaunt through the wicket. If my pain were my friend, babe, I'd like to kick it. If my pain were a town, it'd be centuries old. Same old record spinning round, and the same stories told. I never stay too long. A quick jump through the wicket. If my pain were a drug, babe, I'd be addicted. They throw all kinds of solutions at me on how to fix it. Ever did was just listen. It's my burden to bear, my coat to wear, a little misery to share. It's my burden to bear, my coat to wear, a little misery to share. I never stay too long. A quick jump through the wicket. If my pain were a crime, babe, I'd be convicted. If my pain brought me pleasure, babe, I'd never quit it. If my pain were a town, I'd be living in it.
CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
This is Birdnote. I'm Georges Farling, a writer and podcaster from Southern Mississippi. There's something arresting about the Mississippi Sandhill Crane. Long-legged and 4 feet tall, they're almost exclusively gray with a striking rust-colored crown on their heads. The birds are anything but subtle. On more than one morning, I've heard the arrival of these cranes, the slap of their substantial wings and the echo of their almost prehistoric calls across the wet pine savannas near the Gulf Coast. But they don't venture far from here. While almost all sandhill cranes migrate, the Mississippi subspecies is an exception to the rule. They live year-round in these unique savanna habitats, a blend of open woodland and wetland. So when the savanna began to disappear, they did too. In 1973, there were only about 35 left, all concentrated in one small corner of the state. Through the Endangered Species Act, almost 20,000 acres of wildlife refuge was established for the cranes. Ongoing conservation efforts have seen these majestic birds begin to recover. Today, there are more than 150 Mississippi sandhill cranes, and the sight of them grazing along bayous and fields is no longer a rarity. As wildlife biologist Scott Hereford said, things are definitely looking up. For BirdNote, I'm Georges Farling.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.